Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 12, dealing with difficult passages. Tuesday, deal with difficulties humbly. There's a fine text, a text the Apostle James wrote for us. It's in chapter 4, and there we read in verse 6, but he gives more grace. Wherefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. And then, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Whenever you study the Bible, you should never start without prayer. Prayer is so important because you show, I need it. I'm not the person who is so almighty and knowing everything, but you are a person that knows I'm poor. Spiritual things. And I need more wisdom. I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. So if you approach difficulties humbly and not, I want to know it by this day, but God will show it to me the day when it is best for me. I long for it. It would be fine to get it to the time when the Lord is willing to show it to me. And a very important text we find in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 7. And there in verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that's the first point, and pray, the second one, and seek my face, the third point, and turn from their wicked ways, the fourth point, what will happen then? Then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. If my people shall humble themselves. And humbling has four elements, as we have seen. So there is something, a mystery. When somebody is proud, he will not be informed. If he is humble, he will get more information, more and more and more. So humbleness is a key for more knowledge. Being proud is an abyss. You will fall down and down and down. You will not get to the peak of knowledge. Here are conditions, and these conditions are full of blessings if we act according to this. Seeking God's ways, turning from wicked ways, acting acting according to our knowledge, praising the Lord, what He will open, reveal to our eyes and ears. Oh, it's so fine that we have a Lord who is willing to inform us if we are humble enough to accept.